Attorney General Lisa Madigan refused to defend the 16-year-old ban, which defines marriage as between a man and a woman. The prosecutors say the law violates the Illinois Constitution's Equal Protection Clause, but they didn't object to the downstate clerk's intervention. The Thomas More Society is representing the clerks. Webb says she has no position on gay marriage, but just wants to ensure there's a uniform law for all counties. It's up to an arbitrator to decide if Governor Pat Quinn was right to cancel pay raises for 20,000 state workers or whether Illinois could have afforded it. Amanda Vinicky has the latest on a Cook County Circuit Court judge's ruling yesterday.
Last July, Governor Quinn shocked state workers when he announced he was canceling many of their raises, no matter that the state's contract with AFSCME guaranteed members of the union were due to see their salaries increase by more than 5%. Quinn said there wasn't enough money in the budget to pay them. AFSCME's been arguing that's a breach of contract. A Cook County Circuit Court judge could have settled the matter. Instead, he sent it back to an independent arbitrator. He's tasked with deciding if the state had the ability to live up to the contract. AFSCME spokesman Anders Lindahl says the union will argue Quinn had enough flexibility with state spending, he could have made it happen.
The administration has directed money to a number of other uses. If they have the money to do those things, they have the money to keep their contractual obligations.
But Quinn's spokeswoman says the administration's pleased with the ruling. She says the question justifies the governor's position that he couldn't pay the raises. I'm Amanda Vinicky.
In Indiana, Governor Mitch Daniels is touting state cash reserves he says will send an additional $100 to each Indiana taxpayer through automatic tax credits next year. Daniels said today he expects the state to close its books for the fiscal year with $2 billion in cash reserves. Roughly $300 million would go to 2013's tax credits, and another $300 million would go toward the state's unfunded teacher pension liability. Final numbers won't be available for at least another week as state budget leaders continue wrapping up the fiscal year that ended Saturday. The cash reserves have come from a mix of three major factors: improved tax collections, spending cuts to state agencies, and an error in which the Daniels administration discovered $320 million in untouched tax collections. Congressman Tim Johnson says it's time Congress dealt with the unpleasant reality of a nearly $17 trillion debt and reexamines an extension of some tax cuts. The retiring Urbana Republican says while spending is the overwhelming issue, the debt is also one related to revenue, and it's time for a review of the tax cuts expiring at year's end, along with other credits and loopholes. Johnson says this deficit is one that needs shared sacrifice, including from those who make a lot of money and each side of the political aisle.
If you give us a huge tax bill, legislation, that extends all the tax cuts, I can't say no to a middle tax taxpayer just because they also extend the tax cuts to the highest income Americans. But I think we've got to look at that. It's not palatable. It's not philosophically something I support, but it's something that we very well may have to do to be able to get our grip on this national debt.
Following a town hall meeting in Urbana last night, Johnson said the tax cuts and credits could be dealt with as soon as this month. Meanwhile, Johnson says he has yet to hear from his replacement on the ballot for Illinois' redrawn 13th congressional district about a possible endorsement. The congressman says he and Rodney Davis have only spoken for a few minutes. The University of Illinois' new president says he's focused on seeing that higher education is affordable despite dwindling state support for it. Longtime administrator Robert Easter replaces Michael Hogan, who stepped down this year amid criticism over his management style, as well as plans to centralize the enrollment process at the U of I. The university's Board of Trustees approved a policy to limit tuition increases to no more or less than the rate of inflation, and Easter says he intends to stay within those boundaries.
As costs increase, inevitably tuition reflects that. If we go through a period of minimal cost increase, one would hope we'd have minimal tuition increases.
By the fall, tuition for freshmen attending the University of Illinois will go up by 4.8%. Easter says the U of I's budget is a major issue that he intends to focus on during his tenure. He also says he's committed to improving the relationship between faculty and his administration. Ahead of tomorrow's July 4th celebrations, the city of Champaign is reminding people that there are certain areas where personal fireworks will be strictly prohibited. Police Sergeant Jim Clark says no fireworks will be allowed at Parkland College, Dodds Park, or Heritage Park. Clark says with the dry conditions, he's concerned fires could quickly spread.
A kid throws a sparkler on the ground, or a spark sets off and sets a grass fire that quickly spreads with thousands of people out at the Parkland College and Dodds Park. I mean, that can become very dangerous.
Fireworks banned in these areas include snakes, glowworms, sparklers, and bottle rockets. While Champaign hasn't completely outlawed fireworks, that's not the case in other parts of the state. In southwestern Illinois, the mayor of Belleville has temporarily banned fireworks because of the extremely dry weather. The fine for people who park illegally in handicapped parking spaces is $250 in both Champaign and Urbana. And officials in both cities say it's not going up anytime soon. But officials in Urbana say they've received calls from some businesses about people selling stickers to update the fines to $350. But Barb Steele of Urbana's Public Works Department says you don't need any stickers because their fines are not going up.
The state of Illinois allows municipal governments to charge as much as $350, but the city of Urbana is still at $250. It has to be passed by ordinance if the city wishes to increase it, and we have not done that.
Steele says if anyone approaches you in Urbana with an offer to sell such stickers, you should notify police using the non-emergency line. The Illinois Water Survey confirms that, yes, indeed, June was extremely hot. But state climatologist Jim Angel points out that it wasn't the hottest June ever, not even close. The average temperature across the state last month was 72.9 degrees. That was brought up by the string of 90 and 100-degree days that baked Illinois as the month closed. But 1934 has that beaten, with an average temperature of 78.5. Last month was also the eighth driest June on record with 1.8 inches of rain. That's less than half of normal. The State Department of Agriculture, meanwhile, says the heat and accompanying drought have hurt corn and soybean crops. Only about a quarter of each is considered in good or better health. And Commonwealth Edison says most of the remaining power outages from Sunday's storm in the Chicago area should be repaired by tomorrow. More crews will be arriving to help hundreds of ComEd workers restore service. ComEd says about 48,000 Northern Illinois customers are still without power. Crews, though, have restored power to about 300,000 people so far. There's more news all the time at will.illinois.edu. I'm Craig Cohen, Illinois Public Media News.